The situation with regard to ISIS from the point of view of leading military and intelligence officials in the United States has become completely contradictory. General Michael Hayden, the former director of the CIA, appeared on CNN just Sunday and explained that ISIS is a major threat and growing in power, and that whether it will strike the United States is simply a matter of time, not a matter of if. On the other hand, General Dempsey, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, has reversed himself from arguing that we need to strike ISIS immediately in order to ensure that it doesn't become a greater threat to the United States, but now is stating that we need to take time to resolve the situation, that it's not a threat to the United States. What appears to be going on here, I would suggest, is that Dempsey may have been advised that ISIS is an operation by the West, where some have suggested its intent is even to create the greater Israel on behalf of the Zionist movement, which has tremendous influence in the United States. Certainly, there's a tremendous ambiguity about ISIS, where it has been imposing draconian versions of Islam and murdering large groups of Christians and blowing up ancient mosques, if the reports we are receiving are to be believed, the most dramatic of which has to do with the beheading of the reporter, which increasingly is appearing to have been a fabricated, not a real event. Among those that some have observed in relation to the videos here include that it was professionally produced, not merely a cell phone interview. There seems to be a lack of wind or background noise, as though on a sound stage. The bad guy was a bit of a Hollywood-style, cheesy, nasty figure. The educated terrorist has a distinct British accent. The video's in English with Arabic subtitles rather than Arabic with English subtitles. The demeanor of the victim is very calm. There's a casual atmosphere surrounding the executioner and his victim. They fade to black once they start to, cut off his head. That's very strange. If this is the most sadistic group in the Middle East, why would they make it a PG-13? The scenes of the body are not remotely convincing, and the bad guy has no blood on him. When he starts sawing, no blood is visible. There ought to have been a tremendous amount there. The parents have not reacted any more emotionally than those at Sandy Hook. I think the evidence is suggesting that Dempsey was corrected because this is some kind of Western Israeli op here, and it's a very, very puzzling, interesting, puzzling situation.